everybody. Happy new league year. Welcome to Steelers Live. I'm Missy Matthews. He's Bob Labriola. We did the best that we could today. Our noisemakers don't really make noise.
Well, I'd blow the microphones out. We don't want to do that.
Well, I mean, that could be fun.
Not for the people who have to listen.
No, that's true. But we are in a good spirit. It is officially the start of the new league year for the NFL. That means free agency has started. If you take a quick look on Twitter Labs, 4 p.m., the official start. Tony Romo said his goodbye to the Dallas Cowboys. The reports of Brock Osweiler going to Cleveland. A lot happening.
Dre Kirkpatrick telling the Bengals fans he signed on for five more years.
So lots happening. But
right. It's like the start of a race.
Yep.
There's a starting gun. And it's even, you know, with the two-day legal tampering period that was installed. I mean, we heard a lot of agreements and principle and a lot of that stuff the last couple of days. I mean, so it's even been, you know, it's almost like, you know, at the marathon or something, they let the elite runners start early. So I guess some of the big contract people get to start early with, you know, the legal tampering period. So we've been this... They're off and running.
We're
almost
cricket.
Lost my hat.
There you go.
I'm so excited.
But this race is involving millions of dollars. So if anybody wants to throw a million to Steelers Live, I mean, I'll take everybody out to eat tonight.
Okay.
Sound good?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's focus on the Pittsburgh Steelers taking a look at what we will call the free agency scorecard. As we know, the Steelers have signed some of their own prior to the start of today. The franchise tag was placed on running back Le'Veon Bell. The hopes is to have a long-term contract worked out sometime this offseason. Greg Warren re-signed, as always. James Harrison, that news came last week. Same with Steven Johnson. And then the rest of the list, the guys that you see in white, they are able to test the market. As Mike Tomlin told us at the end of the season, Labs, free agency is free for the players and free for the team.
Yeah, right. And as you know, Adam Schefter always is on the air with his phone. And so we both have ours. We have word now that the Steelers have re-signed tight end David Johnson. No details on the contract. So that's another one that
we can put in yellow.
We can put in yellow for the next time you see that chart. It'll definitely be in yellow.
All right. So we got a little bit of news coming here
yes.
on the show.
Well, and there could be
You just
more.
Wanted to pretend you were Shefty with your phone.
Well, yeah, I wanted to be a big, you know, I mean, this is...
You probably need two
I don't
phones.
Have two, right, if I'm going to be him, yeah. Maybe it'll help my followers on Twitter.
There you
Maybe
go.
Maybe not.
All right. As we mentioned, franchise tag placed on Le'Veon Bell last week was the combine. I had a chance to catch up with John Clayton and where he sees the running back market in terms of how much the Steelers could potentially pay him long term is right now.
I'm troubled to see where the market is for a running back because we just watched on Tuesday the two highest paid running backs in the league get cut. I mean, Adrian Peterson got cut at $14 million. You know, they cut Jamal Charles in Kansas City, so that's $9 million. That takes the market technically to $8 million. Now you have Bell at $12 million, and so look at that vast gap. What is the market? I mean, is it $9 million? Is it $8 million for LeSean McCoy? You know, can Devontae Freeman of the Atlanta Falcons take it a little bit more? I mean, I don't know if Bell can get the market to 10 or 11. Maybe that's where it is. But the market's so vast right now, I don't know if anybody can figure it out. It may take somebody like a Freeman to get something set up to see if Le'Veon's going to be able to come close to that. But it's going to be difficult.
It is going to be interesting, I think, when you see Adrian Peterson was released by the Vikings. Jamal Charles was released. Where will the Steelers go from here? But Le'Veon Bell, such an integral part of what the Steelers' offense has become. He's good at also catching the ball, Labs, not just occasionally. Well, you can line him up at any position.
Yeah, and, you know, what John Clayton was explaining, you know, is the mercurial nature of the position in the NFL. I mean, Adrian Peterson, a great player. Jamal Charles, a former Pro Bowl player. I mean, what happens to running backs in the NFL is, you know, they get beat up. They get used up and, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, so to speak. I do believe, though, that what Le'Veon Bell gives the Steelers, in, as you just mentioned, Missy, in the passing game, in addition to what he means to the running game, I do believe that the Steelers want to get something done with him, you know, long term. And I really believe it's not a question of if, but how much. And you know, we'll just have to wait and see how it turns out. The two sides have until July 15th to work it out. If they cannot get something done by July 15th, then Le'Veon Bell will have to play the 2017 season on the franchise tag of 12 point whatever million it is.
All right, as we mentioned, James Harrison already re-signed a new two-year deal with the Steelers. That happened last week. The news came on Wednesday, I believe, when we were in Indy for the Combine. One of those decisions, I think, made sense for both sides. James said as much, as did the Steelers brass as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it's weird that you would look at something, you know, the re-signing of a player who will be 39 years old come the start of the next regular season, but it was definitely a move, you know, that the Steelers had to make. I think that having James Harrison under contract for 2017, it is a two-year deal. We'll have to, I would think, you know, at his age, you're kind of taking things one year at a time. But having James Harrison under contract at least gives the Steelers, you know, something in terms of certainty at that position. Jarvis Jones is an unrestricted free agent. I fully expect that he is going to try and go elsewhere in order to get a little bit of a fresh start, especially in terms of playing defense. So, you know, without James Harrison, the Steelers would really have nothing at that position. And the team does like to go into the draft, not in those kinds of situations, needing to pick a player at a specific position. So the James Harrison deal, even though it was one that everybody kind of thought was going to happen eventually, I didn't believe James Harrison was going to leave for another start with a new team. I don't think he has any interest in that. And so while it seemed obvious that it was going to get done, that doesn't change the fact that I think it was a relatively important thing for the team to get done.
One guy we won't have to talk about next year at the start of free agency is Antonio Brown. The Steelers took care of that quick and early this offseason. That actually happened last Monday before the Combine even got underway. We knew, based on what Art Rooney II and Kevin Colbert said, he was a priority, an early priority this offseason. They got it done, a new five-year deal.
Yeah, and when you look at it, I think that looking at that whole process, to me, gives a snapshot into how the Steelers like to do business, and that is this. You know, they told Antonio Brown for the previous couple of seasons that when it was his turn, that being when he was going into the final year of his deal, he would be eligible for a contract extension, and the team would take care of him at that time. So soon into that, or shortly into that, the team did just that. And I think that it shows the players in the locker room that when management says, you know, wait your turn, we will take care of you, that happens. And I think that's important. That's an important kind of a relationship to have with your team, because, you know, you look at the Steelers roster and there are a lot of guys, you know, who are going to be coming up, maybe not in the same kind of situation as Antonio Brown, but, you know, those guys who are going to be looking at a big second contract, wanting to get paid, and then they can look at how the team dealt with him, acknowledged as one of the hardest workers on the team. He got rewarded. The team did what it said it was going to do in the time frame that it promised that it would get done. And so the next time, whoever that player might be, I'm just picking names out of a hat, Ryan Shazier, Stephon Tuitt, whoever it might be coming up for one of these deals in the future, when the Steelers tell them, wait your turn, we will take care of you when you know, it fits into how we do business, the player can be fairly confident that it will happen.
All right, and lastly, just a quick note, offensive lineman Ryan Harris announced that he is retiring from the NFL. He said, quote, with gratitude and clarity, I have decided to retire from the league. I am forever grateful to the teammates, and their medical staff. So nice time that we had with him, although he was hurt. He was a very nice guy, and such is life.
Yeah, and what it means is, you know, the Steelers have three offensive tackles, I think Gerald Hawkins, the rookie from their fourth-round pick from last year. He's a guy that they believe has a lot of promise. He'll get to work with Mike Munchak again. So that gives the Steelers three tackles. Maybe they're in the market for a fourth, either through the draft, maybe some secondary free agent, or maybe it's Chris Hubbard. So you'd like to have, You need three. You'd like to have four. The Steelers have three. You know, we'll have to see how they go about getting the fourth.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. Don't forget the free agency news for the Steelers. So far, they have signed tight end David Johnson to a new 2-year deal. We'll have much more on Steelers Live coming your way. We'll be right back.